സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. ഓം.
ചാപ്റ്റർ 1, ശ്ലോക നമ്പർ 1.
ജനക ഉവാച കഥം ജ്ഞാനമവാപ്നോതി കഥം മുക്തിർഭവിഷ്യതി വൈരാഗ്യം ച കഥം പ്രാപ്തം ഏതദ് ബ്രൂഹി മമ പ്രഭോ. അഷ്ടാവക്ര ഉവാച മുക്തിമിച്ഛസി ചേത് താത വിഷയാൻ വിഷവത്യജ ക്ഷമാർജവദയാത്തോഷം സത്യം പീയൂഷവദ്ഭജ ന പൃഥിവീ ന ജലം നാഗ്നിഃ ന വായുർദ്യൗർന വാ ഭവാന് ഏഷാം സാക്ഷിണമാത്മാനം ചിദ്രൂപം വിദ്ധി മുക്തയേ.
ജനക മഹാരാജ ആസ്ക് 3 ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻസ് ടു അഷ്ടാവക്ര. കഥം ജ്ഞാനം അവാപ്നോതി പുരുഷഃ, ഹൗ വൺ ക്യാൻ അറ്റൈൻ നോളജ്, ആത്മജ്ഞാനം. ഹിയർ ജ്ഞാനം മീൻസ് ആത്മജ്ഞാനം. ഹൗ എ പേഴ്സൺ ക്യാൻ അറ്റൈൻ ആത്മജ്ഞാനം, പ്ലീസ് ടെൽ മി. ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻ നമ്പർ 2, കഥം മുക്തി ഭവിഷ്യതി, ഹൗ വൺ കെൻ അറ്റൈൻ ലിബറേഷൻ. മുക്തി മീൻസ് ലിബറേഷൻ. ഹൗ വൺ കെൻ അറ്റൈൻ ലിബറേഷൻ. തേർഡ് ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻ, വൈരാഗ്യം ച കഥം പ്രാപ്തം. ഡിറ്റാച്ച്മെന്റ്, വൈരാഗ്യം മീൻസ് ഡിസ്പാഷൻ ആർ ഡിറ്റാച്ച്മെന്റ്. ഹൗ to get that vairagyam, what is the method? Bruhi mama prabho, o astavakra maharshi, please tell me how to get all these three. By these questions we come to know Janaka Maharaja is a very informed person, very informed, refined mind. We can understand by these three questions. For that, Ashtavakra has answered, he started his teaching by second verse. What he says, Mukti Michyati Chet, if you are desirous of Moksha, Ichyati means desirous of Mukti, liberation. Tata, oh my dear student, വിഷയാൻ വിഷവത്യജ, ഫസ്റ്റ് തിങ് യു ഹാവ് ടു ഡു ഈസ് യു ഹാവ് ടു ഡ്രോപ്പ് ത്യജ, യു ഹാവ് ടു ഡ്രോപ്പ് ഓൾ സെൻസ് ഓബ്ജെക്ട്സ്. വിഷയാൻ മീൻസ് ഓൾ സെൻസ് ഓബ്ജെക്ട്സ്. ഹൗ ടു അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ്, ഹൗ ടു ഡ്രോപ്പ് വിഷയാൻ, ആസ് ലോങ് ആസ് യു ഹാവ് സെൻസ് ഓർഗാൻസ് യു കനോട്ട് ഡ്രോപ്പ് സെൻസ് ഓബ്ജെക്ട്സ്. So it is illogical. How to understand here? Vishayan Tyaja means craving for those sense objects. over indulgence in sense pleasures. That you drop. Over indulgence, greediness or craving, this you have to drop. Attachment, raga, you have to drop. Either aversion or attachment, both you have to drop. That you have to drop towards the object. Drop attachment, vishayana, like a poison. Never become addicted to those sense pleasures through sense objects. They are like poison. Anything is poison if you over consume. Anything, even good food also, if you eat too much, what will happen? It will convert it into poison. Therefore, even sense pleasure also, seeing TV also, for example, over if you see TV, anything if you use over indulgence, that will become a poison, means harm to you. Just as poison causes a harm to a person, every sense pleasure, there is a potential, a powerful addiction caused disease. Addiction is a type of disease. Therefore, yajana. And what you have to develop? On the other hand, you have to develop vairagyam. Means, visharayam yaja is vairagyam. Then what you have to develop? Kshama, forgiveness. Kshama, mental strength to withstand the opposite experience. Kshama means forbearance, not forgiveness, forbearance, patience, kshama, arjavam, straightforwardness. There must be an alignment between your words, thoughts and actions. Arjavam, that's called straightforwardness. People use the word straightforwardness, but they do not know what is its meaning. Straightforwardness means not talking whatever you, it comes in your mind, I am very straightforward. That is not the meaning of straightforwardness. Straightforwardness is that there is no split personality. Your words, your thoughts and your actions are in alignment. Manasyekam, vachasyekam, karmaniyekam. That is called arjavam. May you develop that. Daya, compassion, may you develop compassion towards all beings. Daya, tosha means santosha, contentment, tripti. Always be cheerful. Be cheerful always. Satyam, avoidance of lies. May you follow this 5-point program. Satyam, speak truth, means avoidance of lies. Satyam, how you have to follow them? Piyushavat, like amrutam, anandam. Yes, when you are drinking amrutam, how you feel? Don't ask me, I have never drank amrutam. Imagine. Like that, amritam, amritavat, like amritam. I don't want to translate amritam because you know amritam. Amritavat, like amritam. Bhaja means you resort to, you practice, you put into abhyasa. So, 3 points Shastra highlights. If you want to achieve anything, 3 points Shastra highlights. First of all, you have to take a decision. Nischayaha. You want to achieve something, first take nischayam, decision. Firm decision. I want to get moksha. I want to get freedom from all these problems. That sankalpa, second one. Sankalpa means resolve. Since I am a mumukshu, I want liberation. I want to practice those sadhanas which are meant for liberation. That is called sankalpa. First one is nishchayaha. I want to get moksha. That is destination. Destination. What is my destination? What is my goal? First I should know. That is nishchayaha. So what is the second one? Sankalpa. I have taken that nishchaya. I want to get liberation, moksha. Therefore, what I have to take sankalpa now? Let me follow all sadhanas, whatever shastra prescribe for moksha. That is called sankalpa. Having taken nishchaya, not thinking about that goal. No use. I have to keep that goal always in my mind and I have to nourish that desire further and further by taking sankalpa. That you are confirming your decision further and further. Our nishchaya should not become weaker and weaker. My decision should not be changed. So it is further strengthened, nishchaya. That's called sankalpa. After taking sankalpa, then what na? You have to do abhyasa. Abhyasa means a practice. Those disciplines in sankalpa I have taken, for moksha I have to follow all disciplines prescribed by shastra. Then those disciplines I have to put into practice. Every day morning, evening, throughout the day, panchamaha yajnas, shravanam, svadhyayam, these are all sadhanas. So I have to put into practice abhyasa. For example, I want good health. This is nishchaya. Firm determination. All of us have. I want good health. Second word, sankalpa. Since I am desirous of good health, I have to follow the prescription for good health. What are all prescribed for that? What are all prescribed now? Avoid overeating. Avoid certain foods which are not good for health. Practice yoga. Do walking. Do Surya Namaskar. Like that, certain disciplines are there to be followed. Therefore, I have to take sankalpa. Tomorrow onwards, I have to do walking. I have to do walking yoga. I have to practice yoga. Like that, sankalpa I have to take. These are the foods I have to take. This type of food I should eat. This should not be taken. Like that, I have to take sankalpa. After taking sankalpa, next was abhyasa. I have taken sankalpa. Na daily yoga pandrena. Next day onwards, what I have to do? Abhyasa. Suri namaskar. Yesterday, whatever I have taken sankalpa, that I have to implement. That is called abhyasa. Otherwise, there is no use of nishchaya, good health I want. There is no use of sankalpa without abhyasa. Which one is most important? And all the three are important. Similarly, moksha is my goal, nishchaya. For that moksha, for sankalpa I have to take. I am going to attend the class regularly. Sankalpa. And sankalpa irukkanum. I want to attend the class, Vedanta class, wherever my Swamini takes. If I am free, I have to be in the class. Anumat. If I don't have any other household duties, my over, even duties are there, I will finish before 5 o'clock and I will go to a class. Sankalpa. After taking that sankalpa, what? I have to attend the class. Abhyasa. So, Yastavakra now is giving abhyasa. Without that abhyasa, your desire for moksha, no use. That is nishchaya. You have to put into abhyasa. What is nishchaya? Vishayan tyaja. That sankalpa you have to take. Having given up that vishayan, you have to practice what? Kshama, arjavam. These are all what abhyasa, put into practice. Mukti michet, that is nishchaya. Visayan tyaja, that is sankalpa. I am going to drop visayas. I don't want to do too much transaction, too many obligations, too many possessions. No, no, no. Withdrawal, withdrawal. The withdrawal form irukkillayo. You take, use the withdrawal form. Adhumadhi, take one withdrawal form. Write, no? How much you are withdrawing, from what you are withdrawing, you write down. On white paper, make it a withdrawal form. And the withdrawal formula, what all you have to drop? Possessions, obligations, relations, too much transactions, too much talking, too much eating, too much sleeping, all too much, avoid, 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 cut, cut, cut. And then withdrawal. I am withdrawing from all of them. So like that I have to do abhyasa every day. Main abhyasa is, you have to study Shastra. After studying, after going home, again read, again listen to cassette or CD, again be in that Shastra all the time, abhyasa. Without that, no knowledge will take place. Having said that, now he is starting. Shastra Paddhati is this. What you are, first you have to know. To know that, you have to know what you are not. Side by side, first you have to see what you are not. Once you see what you are not, that what you are, you can easily understand. Priyaru, this I am not, this I am not, this I am not. Come on, delete. Then let delete case. What are all we have to delete? No? Shastra prescribes. Come on, see the list. Delete, delete, delete. No? After deleting everything, whatever remains, take that I am that. No? Neti neti iti vachanai. No? Negation. Entire Shastra teaching is nothing but neti neti. This is not you, this is not you, this is not you. Then what am I? Chidananda rupaha sivoham sivoham. That is the method here Ashtavakra is following. Na third sloka he says, na prithvi, na jalam, na agnihi, na vayuhu, na jauhu, va bhavan. You are not the earth. Prithvi means earth. Jala means waters. Agni means fire. Vayu means air. Jauhu means space. You are neither space, nor air, nor fire, or waters, or earth. Means what? You are not the body in Artham. Because body is made out of five elements. Five elements are in solid form. Five elements are in 80 cages form. Even air also has got weight, no? The air, what you have got in your lungs, there is a weight. The solid form of five elements. Okay? You are not the body. Then who you are? Yesham sakshinam atmanam chidrupam vidhi. Yesha means of these five elements, sakshi atmanam vidhi. May you know, vidhi means may you know, muktaye for the sake of liberation, muktaye for the sake of liberation, what you have to know? You have to know chidrupam atmanam, the consciousness which is in the form of self. Atmanam means your own self. Chidrupam is of the nature of consciousness. Chidrupam, nature of consciousness. Who is that? Yourself. You are that. As what? You have to see sakshi, witnesser. I the consciousness, the self, I am the witnesser. Witnesser of what? Five elements. Where? In the form of body. I am the witnesser of the body. I have to look at my body like a third person. Like a koppara madri. Koppara and the shell la irukum. It is in the shell. But it is detached from the shell. What koppara says, I am not a shell. So this body is a shell. It is an outer cover made out of five elements including mind. Mind and body, both of them are like a shell. So you are like what na? The koppara na. Ulla irikkira self, atma, chidrupam. Witness that what you are doing every day without knowing as sakshi. We are all witnessing. Witness your body? Are witnessing or not? Witnessing means what? You are seeing, perceiving, knowing your body. That is called sakshi. I am sakshi, knowing. I am the witnesser, body is witnessed. Witnessed or not? Either this or this or that. So, I am witnessing. Sakshi. Esha means of this body which is made out of five elements. Including outside five elements also I am the sakshi. Bhavan, you are that sakshi. Consciousness, self, existent principle, witnesser of entire five elements outside and including this body. Next shloka we will read. Shloka number 4.
Yadi deham prudhakritya Cheti vishramya tishthasi Cheti vishramya tishthasi Adhunaiva sukhi shantaha Bandha mukto bhavishyasi
Yadi, if deham pradhakritya chiti vishramya tishthasi. Yadi tishthasi, suppose you remain, if you remain, tishthasi means if you remain, where chiti vishramya, chiti means chaitanya, in consciousness. In Chaitanya Atma Swarupam. If you remain, means if your thought remain in that Atma Chaitanyam. That is the meaning. How you remain in Chiti? No. You are already Atma. How can you stand upon the Atma again? Remain. That means entertaining the thought that I am consciousness. I am Chaitanya Swarupam. That is called tishthasi. Isu akhandakara vritti. I am indivisible atma swarupam. Moksha is nothing but conversion in your thought pattern. Thought pattern conversion. Thought pattern conversion. That is why to get this jnanam, what is the hetu? Vairagyam is the hetu. If you don't have dispassion towards worldly objects, you can never have this type of thinking. Your mind is totally occupied, preoccupied with worldly objects. Where is the place for mind to entertain this thought? It is difficult. So therefore, if you have vairagyam, towards sense pleasure, you can have a quality of mind to entertain this thought. What thought? That vritti. Aham Brahma Asmi vritti. Chiti Vishramya. Vishramya means you relax where. That Chaitanya means Chanta Swarupam. Chantam Shivam Advaitam Chaturtham Manyante Sa Atma. Shantamana Vishramya. you are resting. Vishramya tishthasi. There is no strain there. There is no pain or strain when you are resting on that consciousness, thought. Because you happen to be that only. Vishramya tishthasi, tishthasi. When you are resting upon that Atma Swarupam, upon and all, don't take literally. Okay. You are resting and remaining. Yadi, you have to say, Deham Pradhakritya. Without distinguishing the body separately. Whole Vedanta is nothing but sorting out business. Atma, Anatma. Sorting out. Physically you cannot sort out. Intellectually you have to sort out. Anatma, Sariram, Manasu, Jadam. It cannot function. I, the consciousness, lending the sentience to the body. I am Atma. This is Anatma. So Atma, Anatma, how far they are? They are not far. They are very close. So you cannot distance-wise separate them. It is possible. You need not. You cannot. Then what I have to do now? Intellectually, Anatma, body, mind. It is inert. It is able to function because of me, the Chaitanya. Body, mind, complex, borrowing sentiency from me. By itself, independently, it cannot function. Therefore, I, the consciousness, am the lender. Body, mind, complex is the borrower. Of what? I am the lender of sentiency. Body mind complex is the borrower of the sentiency. Like that moon borrowing sunlight and illumining in the night. Sun is the lender of the sunlight upon the moon. Moon is the borrower of the sunlight. So really speaking, moon doesn't have illumination of its own. But what we are calling, instead of saying sunlight, we say what? Moonlight. By knowing, if you say moonlight, doesn't matter. But you do not know it is sunlight. And then, if you say sandeham, yappadiya? Ani thonu. Enna theriyum, moonlight anna moonlight anna we are thinking. Moonlight is sunlight. Similarly, body mind complex is like a moon. And the sentience of the body mind, the Chetana Tattvam, it is able to see, it is able to talk, it is able to smell, it is able to do, it is able to think, mind is able to think. All these are happening because of whom? Because of that sunlight like Chaitanyam. Who is that Chaitanyam? I am. This thought, this is called Deham Prathakritya Munjam Ishikavatavanar. Like this, taking out the pith from that grass, carefully you have to. Every Vedanta class is that, no? You are distinguishing, separating. Intellectually you have to think, entertaining that thought. Chiti Vishramya Tishthasi, entertaining that thought in the Nididhyasanam. Pashyan Srinvan Prishan Digran. While walking, while talking also, at the back of your mind, at subconscious level, this thought should be going on and on and on. Neighbor problem, sister-in-law problem, all these problems, in spite of those problems, I am the witnesser of those problems. Witnesser of the problems is free from dash. Witnesser of the problems is free from the problems. So witness the problem, never become one with the problem. If you become one with the problem, it's a problem. Don't become one with the problem. Look at the problem like a third person. You have no chance, you have no choice, you have no control over those problems. You look at them as sakshinam. ഏഷാം പ്രോബ്ലംസ് സാക്ഷി അയാം, ഇൻക്ലൂഡിങ് ബോഡി പ്രോബ്ലം. ഓ ഐ എം സാക്ഷി, പല്ല് വലി അമ്മ, ഐ എം സാക്ഷി, ഐ എം വിറ്റ്നസ് സർ എന്ന് ചൊല്ലണം. നിജമ വിറ്റ്നസ്സർ തന്നെ നാന്ന്, എന്താ വിറ്റ്നസ് സർ. ഇഫ് യു സേ ലൈക് ദാറ്റ്, ഇഫ് യു റിമെയിൻ റെസ്റ്റിംഗ് അപ്പോൺ ദാറ്റ് ആത്മസ്വരൂപം, ഐ എം കോൺഷ്യസ്നെസ്, ഐ എം നോട്ട് ദ ബോഡി, അന്ന് താട്ടിലൊന്ന് ഇരുന്നുണ്ടെന്നാ ഏത്, ഇഫ് തർഹി ദൻ, അത് സപ്ലൈ പണിക്കണം. ഇഫ് യു ഡു ലൈക് ദാറ്റ് then what? Adhuna eva, in the class itself, here now itself, adhuna eva sukhi shantaha, you are sukhi, you are enjoying life, your life is so joyful, happy, shantaha, tranquil, peaceful. Where is peace? Na here itself. The moment you say, I am not body-mind complex, then who am I? What is not body-mind complex other than that I am? அது சொல்ல தெரியல என்ன கணேசம், நான் body-mind complex இல்ல, அது இல்லாமல் எது இருக்கும் அது நான் சொல்லுங்க. Not for others, for yourself. I am not able to understand the Atma Swarupam இன்னும் proper, suppose. சொல்லி பழகணும் என்ன, ஐ எம் நாட் த பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் விச் இஸ் மேட் அவுட் ஆஃப் ஃபைவ் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ். இப்படி சொல்லிட்டே பழகிட்டவன்னா யூ ஆர் கோயிங் க்ளோசர் டு சைதன்ய ஸ்வரூபம். இது பண்ணிட்டவனால ஹாஃப் ஆஃப் த ஜாப் இஸ் ஓவர். திஸ் இஸ் த பிக்கெஸ்ட் டாஸ்க், டிஸ்டன்சிங். தட் இஸ் த ரைட் வேர்ட், டிஸ்டன்சிங். வென் பர்சன் இஸ் நாட் very very favorable to us, what we do? Distancing the person. How intelligently we do that? Appa, very intelligently we distance the person smoothly, carefully distance sa vechiruvom. Yena not favorable. Adhu maari body mind complex also not favorable. It is a problematic, it has got umpteen defects, problems. Therefore distance. How swamini, person anna distance pannalam, how body mind complex I can distance? Na yes, you can distance. How the copper distancing the shell within the shell, similarly I the consciousness within the body shell I can distance. Through what? By studying Ashtavakra Gita, by studying Upanishads, Brahma Sutra, all Gita I study, I can distance. Tarhi adhuna eva, now here itself you can be happy, you can be peaceful. Bandha muktaha bhavishyati, you are free from bondage. Bandha means bondage, muktaha means free, you are free from bondage for good, no bondage further. So therefore, this is the sadhana you have to do. Next shloka we'll read. Natsvam vipradiko varinaha. Nashtamīnākṣagocharaha. Asangosi nirākāraha. വിശ്വസാക്ഷി സുഖി ഭവ. ഇൻ അവർ സ്ക്രിപ്ചറൽ ലിറ്ററേച്ചർ വി ഹാവ് ശ്രവണ ഗ്രന്ഥാസ്, മനന ഗ്രന്ഥാസ്, നിധിധ്യാസന ഗ്രന്ഥാസ്. ഐ സെഡ് ദിസ് പോയിന്റ് ഇൻ ഇൻട്രഡക്ഷൻ, ഐ എം റിപ്പീറ്റിംഗ് അഗെയിൻ, ബിക്കോസ് ദിസ് ടെക്സ്റ്റ് ഈസ് നോട്ട് ടു അറ്റെയിൻ ജ്ഞാനം. You have to attain jnanam through Bhagavad Gita, 10 Upanishads. Brahma Sutra also not to attain jnanam. Brahma Sutra is a type of manana grantha to remove all doubts with regard to the external philosophies. External systems of philosophers, philosophies, we have to remove all our doubts. So there is a Nididhyasana Grantha, this is Ashtavakra Gita, to assimilate the fact. How much Shravanam is important, that Shravana Grantha is important, Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad. Similarly, Nididhyasana Grantha is that much important. Because without Nididhyasanam, I cannot assimilate that Shravanam what I have done. That teaching I cannot assimilate. One form or other you have to do Nididhyasanam. 99% of students are only Mandha Madhyama Adhikari. Shastra says. Uttama Adhikaris are very rare. Some childhood itself, especially even Nischala Dasa, Vichara Sagara, he says the Uttama Adhikari is a sannyasi only. Uttama Adhikari, according to him, only sannyasi is the Uttama Adhikari. What about Grihasthas? All are Mandha Madhyama Adhikari, you said. Correct, it is our appropriate. But even though Mandha Madhyama Adhikari is also, it is not impossible. Moksha is not impossible, but difficult. It is a difficult task because to get time to study, to analyze, it's difficult. They won't get quality time, that quality mind also. Ennor pakkam pulle irukku avan putri putra mother in law, father in law, grandson, granddaughter, so many of them are there in the mind. Vyavahara. Therefore it is difficult for them. That is why sannyasiki nididhyasanam theva illa. But sannyasi gets lot of time to do nididhyasana. For whom it is not necessary, he is having time. The one who needs nididhyasana, no time. Every grihastha needs more nididhyasana. You have to draw the time, pull the time. Okay, so this is the time for nididhyasanam. See that your time is so precious. Even you talk with people within 10 minutes only, and generally, that is 1.5 hours. I don't. One hour, and the speech, how many points are there? Our career, like that, weeks, months, years, we waste our time. The grihasthas need more time for nididhyasanam. Sannyasi ki tevaya illa, because he's already sannyasi. உத்தம அதிகாரி எட்டைண்ட் ஞானம் அவருக்கு தேவையில்லை. He need not or she need not do any meditation. Grihastha needs every day sit and do. That is what he says. Natvam vipradikaha varnaha. You are not. Now he is telling you are not belong to any varna. Vipra adipada. Vipra means brahmana. You are neither Brahmana, nor Kshatriya, nor Vaishya, nor Sudra. Uchivarana, it is not only telling to Janaka. For every person, a mumukshu Vedantic speaker should know, first I belong to Brahmana Varna, I belong to Kshatriya Varna, I belong to Brahmana word da irukka ippo. Kshatriya, Vaishya kuda irukka. The Kshatriya Sudra words are not very audible nowadays. Even though they are not audible, there are there in different forms, different names they are there. These Varnas, four Varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Varnas, whoever belongs to that Varna, first drop that notion. Gotram, Varnam, na, sect. அதுக்குள்ள ஒரு மல்லி ஒரு டெய்ல் இதெல்லாம் அது புரிஞ்சு கரெக்டா கல்யாணம் பண்ணும்போது இதெல்லாம் பார்க்கணும். அது வேற விஷயம். பீப்புள் அப்ளை திஸ் ஃபார் இந்த மேரேஜ் நோ வரணான்னு ஃபார் ஹூம் ஃபார் ஹூம் ஓன்லி ஃபார் இஸ் முமுக்ஷு ஹூ இஸ் இன் தட் பாத் ஹூ இஸ் லிசனிங் டு சாஸ்திரா அண்ட் ரிசீவிங் ஹி ஹாஸ் டு சே ஹிம்செல்ஃப் வாட் I am neither Brahmana, nor Kshatriya, nor Vaishya, nor Shudra. I am not that any Brahmana, any Varna, body alone is having, I am not. When body is going to related, Kalyanam, marriage, and Varnam, Gotram, illa paakanam. Angipo, idhi implement pandra. Nariya peru, எல்லாம் வரணும் என்ன பார்க்க, நோ கேஸ்ட் பார், நோ கேஸ்ட் பார் எங்க அது ஆத்மா கிடையாது. நாட் ஹியர் டு த பாடி மைண்ட் வென் யூ வாண்ட் இன்டராக்ட் வென் யூ வாண்ட் டு டு ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஃபாலோ வர்ணாசிரம தர்ம. ஏதோ தப்பா புரிஞ்சுக்க கூடாது, இப்ப அதுதான் பத்ரம். ஜாகிரதையா இருக்கணும். ஹியர் வர்ணா இஸ் நாட் தேர் என்ன, ஃபார் ஹூம் என்ன, ஃபார் மீ த சித்ரூப சைதன்யம். As long as I'm interacting, I have to maintain the caste, the varna, the dharma, the duties, I have to maintain them for body-mind interactions with other persons. But when it comes to my intellectual understanding level, how can I be Brahmana? Brahmanatva is for sariram. Therefore, I am not Adipadal Kshetri Vaishya Sudra. Ulla kulla அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி சொல்லுண்டே, நான் நல்ல பிராமணன் பிறந்துட்டேன், ஐ ஆம் எ உத்தம அதிகார், பிகாஸ் என்ன புரிஞ்சுக்கும் மனசுக்குள்ள, ஐ ஆம் ஐயர், ஐ ஆம் எ ஸ்மார்த்தன், ஐ ஆம் எ வைஷ்ணவா, இதெல்லாம் ஆஃப்டர் லிசனிங் டு சாஸ்திரம் ஆல்சோ தட் அபிமான வில் நாட் கோ தட் மச் ஈஸிலி. வர்ண அபிமான, டாப் வர்ண அபிமான, அந்தந்த வர்ணத்துல கூட அந்தந்த அபிமானம் இருக்கும். ஐ ஆம் த கிரேட், நாட் ஸ்வம், யூ ஆர் நாட் தட், நாட் ஓன்லி தட், ஆசிரமி, ஐ பிலாங் டு கிரகஸ்தாசிரம, ஐ பிலாங் டு சன்னியாச ஆசிரம, பிரம்மச்சரிய ஆசிரம, வானப்பிரஸ்த ஆசிரம. பீப்புள் ப்ரவுட்லி தே சே ஐ ஹவ் சன்னியாச ஆசிரம, சன்னியாசாசிரமா இருக்கான்னு ஒரு பெருமையா சொல்லிட்டான்னா ஸ்டில் யூ ஆர் நாட் அதிகாரி ஃபார் மோக்ஷான் அர்த்தம். This ashram abhimana is there. I am a grihastha, I am a householder, I am father of so many children, I am having so many things. This abhimana. I am a vanaprastha abhimana. Ella ashramalla abhimana irukum. And the bachelor ki bachelor abhimana irukum. I am free. I am a bachelor. Enduk abhimanam? Adhu or abhimanam. Brahmacharya ashramalla abhimana irukum. Grihastha ashramalla konjam inga extra abhimanam. வானப்பிரஸ்தாசிரமம்ல கூட பாருங்க, எனக்கு ஒண்ணுமே டச் இல்ல, ஐ ஆம் வானப்பிரஸ்தீப்புனா அதுலயும் அபிமானம். சன்னியாசி சொல்லவே வேண்டாம், நிறைய அபிமானம் வர்றதுக்கு சான்சஸ் உண்டு. இந்த காஷாயம் போட்ட உடனே இன்னும் கொஞ்சம் எக்ஸ்ட்ரா வரும், ஏன்னா எல்லாரும் வந்து நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணிட்டு இருப்பாங்க இல்லையோ, எவ்ரிபடி தூக்கு பாத பூஜை, மாலைக்கு மேல மாலம் போட்டுட்டே இருந்தேன்னா அது மேல ஒரு அபிமானம் வந்துடும். தனியா நான் தான் தனி அந்த மாதிரி தெரியறது அது ஒரு அபிமானம். ஆஸ்ரமீன்னு ஆத்மா, ஐ ஆம் நாட் ஐதர் சன்னியாசி நார் கிரகஸ்தா நார் வானப்பிரஸ்தா நார் கிரகஸ் பிரம்மச்சரிய, ஐதி ஆத்மா நேதர் பிராமணா நார் எனி க்ஷத்ரியார் வைசிய சுத்ர ஹூயாமேனா, ஐ ஆம் நாட் தட் வர்ணா ஆர் ஆஸ்ரமானர், ஐ நாட் பிலாங் டு தெம், ந அக்ஷகோச்சரஹா. அக்ஷகோச்சரஹன்ஸ் அஷ்டாவக்ர சேஸ், ஹே ஜனகா, யூ ஆர் நாட் பெர்சீவ்ட் ஆர் நோவர் ஆஃப் எனி சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட், த பிரமாத த நோவர், யூ ஆர் நாட் ஈவன் தட் ஆல்சோ நோவர். வென் இட் கம்ஸ் ஆத்மானாத்ம மிக்சர்ல தானே வரும் நோவர் ஹுட், பிரமாதா, ஐ ஆம் த நோவர், ஐ ஆம் த பெர்சீவர் ஆஃப் சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட், ஹூ இஸ் பர்சீவிங், Atma is not perceiving. Atma can never perceive. When Atma enlivens the body, body perceives. And Ahankaram the Pramata. When the Atma Chaitanyam and the body association take place, the mind and Atma, that time the Ahankara takes place, Chidabhasa, reflected consciousness. And the Chidabhasam the knower. Ahankarada, I am the knower of this, that, I am perceiver of this sense object, this, this and that. And the Ahankara, Pramata, the knower, perceiver, you are not. That Ahankara, the Pramata, perceiver also you are not. Why? It is mixed with Anatma, mind. That mind level in the thought level is the Ahankara. Because that medium. So therefore, when the medium mind is enlivened by the Chaitanyam, one reflected consciousness takes place. அந்த ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் தான் நான் நான் அஹங்காரம் சொல்லி ஐ எம் சீயிங், ஐ எம் டூயிங், ஐ எம் ஸ்மெல்லிங், ஐ எம் வாக்கிங். வேற ஆத்மாவா? ஆத்மா எங்க பார்க்க முடியும்? அதுக்கு கண்ணு கிடையாது, காலு கிடையாது, காது கிடையாது, முக்கு கிடையாது, ஒண்ணுமே கிடையாது. ஐ ஆம் த ஆத்மா, பியூர் ஆத்மா கேன் நெவர் பர்சீவ். பியூர் ஆத்மா வித்தவுட் எனி அசோசியேஷன் வித் த மைண்ட் தாட் இட் கேன் நெவர் பர்சீவ். So who is perceiving? Mixture is perceiving. Which mixture? Atma, anatma, mixture. Now when you are seeing me, who is seeing? Atma is seeing or mind is seeing? Mind cannot see, it is jada. Mixture is seeing. Avadi sollano? Namakku theriyum ella nenikkiram takkana thappa answer da varum paarunga. 10 varsham ketanum 12 varsham ketanum oru question ketta theriyirudhu nammude vishayam. Who is seeing? Who is smelling? Who is laughing? Who is smiling? Neither consciousness nor the mind. Pramata, mixture. அப்படி ஞாபகம் இருக்க நாங்க மிக்சரா? ஒண்ணுமே ஞாபகம் இல்லை. இது தெரியறவன சாஸ்திரம் படிக்கணும். பார்த்தாரு, when I am nodding the head, who is nodding the head? Atma nodding the head or body nodding? Body cannot nod the head by itself. என்ன ஜடம்? If body can nod jadam by itself, desk also can nod the head. It cannot. Similarly, body is nodding, head is nodding, the mind is also active because of consciousness. Consciousness by itself cannot do anything. Body mind complex cannot do anything. Mixture alone same. That is what na akshagocharaha. You are not the perceiver, pramata, the knower of sense objects also. Then what? Asangaha asi. How can you perceive? How can you know everything? You are asangaha. You are unattached, untouched, unrelated, unassociated. Sanga rahitaha. Asangaha asi. Who? Janaka, you are asangaha. Every sadhaka, every jnani is asangaha. Nirakaraha, formless. Akara is only to the body, not to the atma. You are really akara-less, formless. And taking formed one as real, you are formless, giving life to the form. What I have to do? I have to deform. Deformedness. Nirakaraha Vishwasakshi. You are not only the body sakshi. You are not only the witnesser of body. You are the witnesser of everything. Through every body. You are the witnesser of everything through every body. So which body I am witnessing? Since I am all pervading consciousness, through every body I am witnessing. Once you keep light and the pot, it has got holes, so many holes. The light is seeing through what? Through all the holes. Similarly, the consciousness, every body is like a hole. Over body lambda, it is perceiving, seeing everything like through with the help of mind. Therefore, Vishwasakshi you are. You are the witnesser of the entire universe. பாருங்க எவ்வளவு டைட்டில், பெரிய டைட்டில் கொடுக்கிறாரு. விஸ்வசாட்சி நிராகாரா, யூ ஆர் அசங்கஹா. சுகி பவா, அப்பா மே யூ பி ஹாப்பி வித் திஸ் நாலேஜ். சுகி பவான். இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் நோ யூ ஆர் நிராகாரா அசங்கஹா விஸ்வசாட்சி சுகி பவல்ல துக்கிதா. அது நமக்கு யாரு பவான் சொல்ல வேண்டிய அவசியம் இல்லை. ஆல்ரெடி பீப்புள் ஆர் ஆல்ரெடி துக்கா. Therefore, no need to say. But sukhatthikitha, sukhi bhava, sumangali bhava, illa bhava bhava anju allanu. Yedhi nammo, ahanamo, adhi illa sollanu. Yedhiya, sukhi bhava. He is blessing us also. Astavakra. Next, sixth shloka. Dharma dharmo sukham dukham.
Dharma dharmo sukham dukham.
മാനസാനി നേ വിഭോ സാനിധത്തെ വിഭോ ന കർത്താസി ന ഭോക്താസി മുക്ത ഏവാസി സർവദാ.
So he is telling what you are not. Na varna, na ashrama, or na achara, na dharma, he says. Na varna, achara, ashrama, dharma, all this is dharma, adharma. Manasani, they are belong to the mind. Dharma means punya, adharma means papa. Punya papa. നിർവാണ ശക്തം ന പുണ്യം ന പാപം ന സൗഖ്യം ന ദുഃഖം. സോ ശങ്കരാചാര്യ കീപ്പിംഗ് ദി ശ്ലോക ഓൺലി മൈറ്റ് ഹാവ് റിട്ടേൺ ദാറ്റ് നിർവാണ ശക്തം കറക്റ്റാ ഇരിക്കലോ. ന പുണ്യം ന പാപം ന ധർമ്മം ഒന്ന് മീറ്റർ വരാതെ കറക്റ്റാ. ന പുണ്യം ന പാപം ന സൗഖ്യം ന ദുഃഖം ദാറ്റ് വാട്ട് ഹി സേസ്. ധർമ്മ പുണ്യ അധർമ്മ പാപ. ദേർ ഈസ് നോ പുണ്യ പാപ ഇൻ മീ ദി ആത്മാ. Punya papa belong to the body mind complex. Who can say this? Whoever disidentify with the body mind complex and establishing body mind complex is mithya, he or she alone has got the right to say. Astravakra has got the right, but he can say I am not having punya papa. He has made the body mind as false. He has no identification with the body mind complex. One is the moment you have body mind complex identity, abhimana, you will have punya papa. I know disidentifying, distance the body mind. So dharma, adharma, manasani, they belong to the mind. It is a thought in your mind. I have done lot of papa karmas. It is a thought. I have done lot of punya karmas, also a thought. Manasani, all are in the form of thoughts. That thoughts we are entertaining every moment. Kimaham sadhuna karavam, kimahagum papam karavam iti. Why I have not done all punya karmas? Why I have done papa karmas? Appadiyum pannina, ippadiyum pannala nanu. Indha kavala enge irukku? Manasani, not only that, sukham, dukham, I am enjoying now, I am having pleasure now, everything is favorable to me, that sukham, the sukha feeling also coming where? Mind. In Atma there is no sukha or dukha. If you welcome sukha, there is background music. Enna theriyuma? Dukham ready a irukken artham. It is also belong to the mind. Dukkham also belong to the mind. Sukham also belong to the mind, not to the Atma. Therefore, when I know I am Atma, I have no na prahrishyet priyam prapya na udhijyet apriyam prapya na. Jnani is never have any up and downs when pleasure comes. No, it is also in Anatma. Na sukham, na dukham. They all belong to whom? Manasani. They belong to the mind. Na te. They are not yours. Na tava. Te tava. Not yours. Yours means which? He is always pointing out. You one means there what? You have to cross pancha koshas. Not annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, manomaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya. You means what? Satchidananda swarupam, pure consciousness. Chaitanya swarupam, you are. That na tava. Satchidananda doesn't have neither sukha nor dukha. Appo sukham kuda illaya swami nanna. Adu sukha swarupam. Indha sukham, vara sukham, pora sukham, ayaram, gayaram sukham, adhila kadaiyadu. Priya moda, pramoda are not there in Atma. It is swarupam sukham. Therefore, tava na vibho, he vibhonar, he is addressing as vibhona. Vibho means now he is addressing him as Atma. Vibhona, all pervading one. Janaka, you belong to Midhila kingdom, nenukkade, you really Atma, as Atma you are all pervading. As a king you are only Mithila pervading. Not even Mithila, only palace pervading. Even not palace pervading, even asana pervading only you are. Yeah, Janaka Maharaja, you are only asana, you are darbar seat, Raja Simhasana. Simhasana pervading now. But as Atma, Vibho you are. That is the meaning of Vibhu. He is addressing him as Vibho. Na kartasi, na bhoktasi. You are neither doer nor enjoyer. Karta means doer. Nor enjoyer. Bhokta means enjoyer. You are not doing anything, you are not enjoying anything. If you have doership, you have enjoyership. That enjoy la ennude joy la enjoy. And the enjoy la enna varlam? En dukkam kuda varlam. Enna joy? Ennude joy? And the joy pakkathula enna varum? Dukkam varlam. ஜாய் லூக்காஸ் இருக்காங்க அது மாதிரி துக்கம் கூட வந்துருப்பா. Therefore both are not there. Because you are not the enjoyer of dukkham, you are not the enjoyer of sukham also. You are not doer of papa, you are not doer of punyam also. Then who are you? Muktaha eva asi sarvada. You are nitya muktaha. Now here adhuna nu sonnar ange sarvada means always you are Muktaha. Theriyiriya Swami anna. Because you are in ignorance, that means do not know. You are already Muktaha. Shastra reminding you, that's all. Next shloka.
Eko drashtasi sarvasya.
Mukta prayosi sarvadam.
அயமேவஹிதே பந்தஹம்
த்ரஷ்டாரம் பஷ்யஸ்தி தரம். வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் டாபிக் இஸ் என்டரிங். த சீயர் ஆஃப் சீயிங் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் த சீன். த சீயர் Drashta is different from the seen objects. Seen objects comes under objects outside. The seer is different. Here mind also plays seer, seen, both the roles. Drashta and Drishyam. Kevala Drashta, Drishya Drashta and Kevala Drishyam. Care of Drik Drishya Viveka. I will elaborate this in the next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.